Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. My name is Stacy Tuschel, and on today's episode, we have a special guest. Her name is Belinda Davidson. She is a well-known medical intuitive, spiritual mentor, author, and public speaker. She is the creator of the Soul Essence Journey and the founder of the School of Modern Mystic, a world-class online teaching facility dedicated to helping people become intuitive and to create an exceptional life and discover their purpose. She is also a mentor and consultant, and amongst her private clients are celebrities, public personalities, doctors, and business leaders. Belinda is often described as a spiritual change agent, thought leader for her generation, visionary, and pioneer. But she feels most comfortable with being called a modern mystic because she is, as she describes, a modern-day woman with one foot in this world and one foot in the other. Belinda, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. I'm really looking forward to our chat today.
Great. Is there anything I missed in your bio? Anything you want our listeners to know before we dive in?
You did a fabulous job. You covered every single thing.
Okay,
so let's
great.
Just dive in.
Perfect. So let's move into our first set of questions. I call commit to win or cut your losses. So in this section, we'd like to talk to you about the choices you've made to really do that, committing to have a successful business. You know, take us back to before you decided to start your business. You know, do you have any stories where you weren't sure if this was the right move? Were you going to move forward with this or move on to a next better idea?
I think it's important to differentiate between the business I had before and the business I've had since 2012. So I've been working as a medical intuitive since my early 20s. I'm 37 now. So before I ventured into the online sphere and created School of the Modern Mystic and BelindaDavidson.com, I was working as a consultant. So I ran my own business quite well. I didn't do any advertising or any marketing. Actually, it was just word of mouth. People heard about this Australian who knew things about them. And I worked as a successful medical intuitive and healer for many years. But my entrepreneurial journey began in 2012, and it began with me coming back from an exhausting workshop tour. I have a little girl, and she was 2 years old at the time, and we did a tour of South Africa, Namibia, and different countries in Europe. And it was a grueling 4-month tour where I dragged my family from country to country and did many live events and workshops. And it was at the airport flying from Germany back to Australia that I realized I'd actually lost money on the tour. So not only had I dragged my family halfway around the world and did this incredibly grueling tour and everyone else got paid and I didn't. And I remember coming back to Australia feeling like it is my purpose to do live events. It is my purpose to be a teacher. It's my purpose to be a speaker. But A, I don't want to have to travel all around the world to do it. B, I need to actually make money. And it was then sometime after that that I discovered Laura Roeder and her program Creating Fame. And I did Creating Fame. And when I did that program, I realized that, well, I could actually sit in my own home and speak to people from all over the world. See, I didn't know anything about the online world. I didn't like Facebook. I didn't like social media. I didn't know anything about anything. And through meeting Laura Roeder or doing her online course, I realized actually I can leverage what I have and I can create it online. And that's what I went on to do. I'm also bilingual, so I wanted to have the opportunity to be able to reach my German-speaking and English-speaking audiences. And so that's how I started my business in 2012. And in 2013, I created School of the Modern Mystic.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about that, the School of Modern Mystic.
Well, I created School of the Modern Mystic because all of the teachings that I've been teaching people when I was traveling doing workshops all over the world, I wanted to teach in an online way. I didn't have any experience at all with anything online. See, I'm even the type of person that still doesn't really like social media, to tell you the truth about me. Now, I do use social media. I do use Instagram and Facebook, but I generally post and I generally don't check my streams. So I've learned that I can still post but not be involved in the social media world, if you understand what I mean. So I came into it wanting to just share the teachings that I'd been teaching my private clients for years, the teachings that I'd been sharing with my workshop participants for years. And I was inspired by Laura Roda and her program, Creating Fame. I was also inspired by Marie Forleo and her B-School program. And so I decided to take on the task. If I'd known it at the time, I probably wouldn't have done it, of creating an online school that offers yearly six-month programs. And so I spent the first, year of 2012 compiling the course content and creating an online program, not knowing anything about anything, not knowing about how to record audio, not knowing about the audio equipment that I needed, really not knowing anything about anything. I'm the most least tech-minded person you can possibly ever meet. And somehow I managed to create a course that's been incredibly successful. And this is the second year that we're running. Well, actually, the school's 2.5 years old, and we now have 1,000 students enrolled in the school that are every year taking our six-month intensive training. So that's how School of the Modern Mystic was born, with a lot of naivety, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and actually not even knowing at all that I was an entrepreneur. It's only been this year, Stacey, or last year, that I've even felt comfortable with that term, entrepreneur, right? Because I'm an intuitive. Like, I just knew that I needed to offer people these amazing teachings that healed my lives and the lives of my clients and people at my workshop. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do it online because I can sit in the comfort of my own home and reach people. But I really know nothing about marketing. I really know nothing about anything. Yeah, I just asked my team. That's true.
Well, congratulations. 1,000 students is amazing, and especially in that short amount of time. So you must have an incredible program without marketing that you're getting that many students.
Well, it is an incredible program because I had been teaching it for many years before I created it. And I knew it was an incredible program because I'd witnessed the transformative effects that were taking place in people's lives. And to be honest, and I will be honest because I'm honest and known for my frankness, I really think that's the key to success. I think you can have good marketing and strategy, but if you don't have an awesome product and if you don't have experience with it and if you haven't tried and tested it, you're not going to be successful. That's my personal take. People ask me all the time, in 2.5 short years, how did you end up being so successful? Firstly, I didn't know that that was success because I didn't really have anything to compare myself to. Nowadays, I realize it is. But the truth is, I've been teaching it for a long time and I knew it worked. So everything about marketing and branding and strategy, for me, it's all secondary. First and foremost, you have to offer people an awesome product and you have to know it works.
And a lot of times I realize people will think, wow, what an overnight success story. But hearing you say, I've already been doing this, I already had the product, you know, it was just you learning how to put it online and market it in a different way. So it's good for people to know that you didn't just make this up in a day and throw it on the internet. You had been building this product.
Sure, but I don't know any people that have overnight success. I mean, in your bio, you mentioned that I've worked as a private mentor to many celebrities and CEOs of companies, well-known people, and none of them were overnight successes, and none of their colleagues or associates were overnight successes. So you've made a fabulous point. And what I'd add to that is there are no overnight successes, so we need to stop even thinking that there's such a thing.
Absolutely. Great, great point. Mm. So let's transition into a section I call Money Really Does Matter. Many entrepreneurs have to learn the hard way that they have to be extremely careful with their financial management. So looking back, what was one financial mistake you made? And maybe you'll talk about it again with the touring, but what was one mistake you made in your business? And can you share with us how you've grown from that experience?
A mistake I made in business concerning money. Well, that's a good one. Well, I have mentioned that I did my workshop tour and came back. I thought I'd broken even. Actually, I'd lost money. The only other one that comes to mind is, well, for me as a person, I'm always led by my intuition. I mean, that's what I do. You know, I'm an intuitive. I was born psychic and I teach intuition. And to be perfectly honest, when I've aligned with my intuition, I haven't really had any financial issues. So it's kind of difficult to answer that question. But I do remember, and I still have to learn this, one thing that I find that my fellow entrepreneurs make a mistake of is thinking that just because you've got a certain amount of people on your newsletter list or on your social media world, that you'll easily sell your product. And I found for myself and for my colleagues in the online world, we're often shocked at the low conversion rates. Now, what I mean by that is that conversion rates aren't low, but we're on fire about our products. We're inspired by them and we think everyone's going to want them and everyone's going to buy them. But to actually get someone to go from hearing about you to wanting to hear more about you to actually clicking that buy now button, that's quite a step. And so the mistake that I've made, and I still make this mistake, and it's just because I'm enthusiastic, I think, is thinking, okay, I'll put a product out there, I'm just going to buy it. But what you need to do actually is warm people up to you for quite some time. You have to keep offering them awesome content and help and life support, and then they'll go ahead and buy your product. Now, I'm not talking about a cheaper product or a product that's perhaps $10 or $15 like my guided meditation. I'm talking about my School of Modern Mystic course, which is over $1,000. You know, you've got to actually really look after people for some time before they'll click buy now. So that's the mistake that I've made. That's a mistake that a lot of my colleagues make. We think we put something out there, everyone's going to snap it up. It's not the case. You have to lower your expectations somewhat. And then you'll find in time that as momentum builds, many more people are buying it than you could have possibly ever envisioned.
Yeah, and now we have the power of, you know, Google Analytics and our emails. They have the statistics on, like you said, how many people went to that website and then how many people put in their name and email, how many people opened that email. I mean, it just keeps getting lower and lower and lower. So the fact that we can now see those numbers, I think that really helps us understand the power of, like you said, not everybody is just going to buy. You have to build this product and really get out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't even know how to access my Google Analytics. So when I said to you, I really don't know about that, I really mean it. I have no idea how many people are converting, purchasing. Right. I honestly don't know.
Well, and those are things that are going to help your business. So you're going to see those numbers and go, wow, this web page is working. This one's not. And those are the types of things that will really help you understand that better. So with your marketing, I know you mentioned you're not really marketing or you're barely marketing. Do you have people, a team in place that help you with that? Or is it just word of mouth because the program is that great? You've got to be doing something to get 1,000 students. So tell us a little bit about that.
I honestly think it's word of mouth, honestly, because I don't have a team that's savvy in marketing. I have three people on my team. One's a web development guy, but he's not a marketer. I have a VA. She doesn't know anything about marketing. And my mom is the director of my school, and she really doesn't know anything about marketing. I honestly think I followed my intuition and I've learned. So I can't say that I know nothing about marketing. What I can say, though, is that it's never interested me. I've never read about strategy. Well, probably, it's not true, in the very early days a little bit, but I decided that whatever I was doing, whatever intuitive hunches I was following, it was working. And I know that to be true because for my last launch in September, I invited a woman on board to do a few Facebook ads for me. And I said to her, you know, she asked me all these questions about conversion and Google Analytics, things that you were talking about, Stacey. And I said, I honestly don't know about any of that. And I think she thought I was not telling the truth. But then she went into the back end of my system and she said to me, Belinda, you really don't know about any of that. She said, honestly, whatever you're doing with your course must be incredible because I know now for a fact, I don't know what you're doing. It's been word of mouth. Now, of course, I have a thing for design. I mean, I love design. And to me, the visual is very appealing. So if you were to look at my website and look at my School of the Modern Mystic website, you'll see it's beautifully designed. And you could call that branding, couldn't you? You could call that image creation. I've just done that because that's what appeals to me. So it is word of mouth, absolutely, for my product.
And what an amazing compliment that that's how you're getting it, through word of mouth. I mean, what a reassuring way to know that you've put out an incredible product.
Yeah, I think it's the best, isn't it? Like, it's the best a recommendation you can have.
Absolutely.
That it's the beauty of the product, or the beauty of the coaching call you had with someone, or the authenticity or the connection of being with someone.
Great. Well, tell us how you define work-life balance. Does that phrase exist for you? I mean, what does that mean to you?
That's a good question. I have found that very challenging for a couple of years. I have a daughter who's just about to turn 7, and I'm married. And the first couple of years, I felt very overwhelmed with coming into the online sphere, trying to understand things like marketing that then I just decided not to worry about, trying to learn how to deal with social media. You see, before I came into the online sphere, I was just working as a consultant. I mentioned that before. I didn't do any advertising. It was really just word of mouth. And I'd have my little appointment book and people would call me and make appointments. And that's all I did. That's how I had my business. So the first 2 years I was on overwhelm, and was also not knowing how to be spiritual in the online world. What I meant was, I was so overwhelmed and so inundated and so stressed and so stretched, I really felt that I'd lost my spiritual center. I mean, I work as a spiritual mentor, so I felt like I was living in a contradiction. Here I was having an online, an online presence and an online school that was doing very well, but I was incredibly stressed. I didn't know how to find that balance in the first 2 years. But then 2015, I realized that I just need to meditate and meditate and keep meditating, and the rest will fall into place. And then through that, I met the right team who supports me. So I do have work-life balance now, but it's not in a way a lot of people think. Like, a lot of people think, okay, well, I wake up in the morning and then I have a certain practice, and then I get my girl off to school, and then I come home, and then I'm back there for my daughter again, or I'm back there for my children. They kind of compartmentalize their day. Because I do a lot of events, and I've just come back from a tour that I did with a friend of mine, Rebecca Campbell, in Sydney and Melbourne, I have times where I have to be completely on, and then times where I have to be completely off. So I think the concept of balance, you can get it to work, but you have to be completely flexible. So if you say, I'll be completely flexible to showing up for what I need to do for my work as well as my family, then it works. But to really find a balance, I don't know if that's possible. I mean, how do you find that in your life?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I ask this question a lot to my guests, and a lot of people have the same opinion that you just shared, but there are some that, you know, agree with it. They're strong on one side or the other. And, you know, for me specifically, I agree with you with the turning it off and turning it on. I just want to be present in whatever I'm specifically doing. So if I'm with my family, I want to be with my family. And then if I'm working, I want to be fully present in my work. So that's how I do it. But it's interesting to hear other entrepreneurs and their take on this, for sure.
That's it. I think you've said it beautifully. I think you articulated it much better than I was just trying
no,
to. No, you did, Stacey. You are present to what needs to be done at that moment. And if you're present, then you will find that you're giving your family and your work equal weight. And sometimes, like for me last week, it was all about work. But this week I'm being present and I have a lot of time for my family. I think that was a beautiful response to that question. I'm going to remember that.
Well, thank you. So one thing you mentioned was your team. And, you know, I know you said you have a small team, but I'm sure you're outsourcing, delegating. What is one thing that you feel you've mastered or just even become better at with your business in the field of delegation?
I've become really good at being really honest, because I've surrounded myself with people that understand my honesty in communication. I really think the key in business is to collaborate with people that you can easily communicate with. and not all people we can easily communicate with. And that's not about if we're positive or not, or if our chakras are working or not. I talk a lot about chakras. It's that there are some people we just can clearly communicate with. I've spent a lot of my adult life in Germany, and I find German people or German-speaking people fabulous to communicate with. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say, and they get to the point. I found English-speaking people, Australians, New Zealanders, Americans, English, really have a difficulty in giving critical feedback or in expressing an opinion that may not be deemed popular. So the absolute key in my business has been learning that just because I love someone on a personal level or really like what they're doing may not mean we can collaborate. Because collaboration is all about clear communication and about, for me, it's about me knowing I can say something without it being taken the wrong way. So I've surrounded myself with people that get me. They communicate the way I do. They may be different people to me, but we just get in there and we get the job done. I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waffle. And I don't want to spend a ton of time trying to explain what I mean. I want people to understand what I'm saying. That, for me, has been the key to success. And in terms of my team, I mentioned before, I have a VA, and she's Australian based. And then my mom is the director of my school. So, I mean, she's my mom. That's the most clear communication I can possibly have, because she knows what I mean and I know what she means. And then I have a fabulous web guy. I don't know about you and what your listeners think, but I found it really challenging to find a really reliable and awesome web development person. So I snagged him. And then the other people I work with in terms of creative collaboration around website design or event management, it's all about if we can communicate clearly and easily. If not, I just won't pursue the connection with that person in a business way, not in a personal way. I've got lots of friends that we should just never do business together because we can't communicate well, but we can communicate in other ways well.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, communication is key because, like you said, it wastes your time, it wastes your money, especially when you're hiring somebody and then you realize it's not going to work out. I mean, you've just wasted who knows how much money that it's going to cost for that turnover. So I think communication is such a huge thing. And not many of my guests have talked about that yet. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
And it's not to be taken personally either. So there are, you know, like I said, I've got some girlfriends that I love to death. But when it really comes to the day-to-day grind stuff you have to talk about in business, you know, like I said, we just came back from a workshop tour and it was, you know, I had back-to-back events. You got to be able to talk about stuff. You got to be able to get to the point and clearly communicate without it being taken personally. So when I said you've got to find those people you communicate with, it's about being honest about your own communication style, and it's about feeling good about how you communicate. I mean, I've been told so many times by English-speaking people, you're too direct, Belinda, you're too frank, you'd get to the point too quickly. But I actually like that about myself. So my team that I've assembled, and some of those are German-speaking people too, they like that about me too. So it's nothing to take personally, just be objective about how you like to talk about things and then surround yourself with people that get that and not only get it, love it.
And that goes for our customers too. I think that's such a great way. I mean, you can be yourself and you're going to attract and, you know, and you're going to repel some of those customers, but that's what you want. You want to find the people that love you and that you can be yourself around. So what such great advice. So let's move on to what I call the ultimate guide of our business rescue roadmap. Just a few quick questions. What do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
What do I enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? I definitely enjoy having an online business because we spend half of our time in Australia and half of our time in Germany. So I love being an online entrepreneur and that we can travel because travel is one of my loves and I make money wherever I go. It would definitely be that.
Great. And what do you think is the most challenging part about being an entrepreneur?
Marketing. strategy. Right. I mean, I'm saying that tongue in cheek. It was up to maybe 18 months ago when I actually decided it's okay that my brain doesn't think that way. Whatever I'm doing is working, so keep doing it.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be the left-hand brain stuff. Not discipline and dedication and focus. I'm very focused. I'm very disciplined. I never had any aspirations of being an overnight success. I was thrilled that people wanted to listen to whatever I had to say. You know, I've definitely taken my business, I've definitely taken the tortoise approach in my business, never the hare. You know, I've just plodded along and have done it because it felt right. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I only kind of knew about that word a couple of years ago. I didn't have any aspirations to be a business owner. I haven't come at it from that angle. For me, I was just burning up. I was on fire with all these messages that I wanted to share as a psychic and as a medical intuitive and a coach. And the entrepreneurial online channel just happened to fit what I wanted to do. So, you know, that's my energy around it. And it's very intuitive and it's not for everyone, but it's definitely working for me.
Excellent. Well, last question before we go. If you could share just one solid piece of advice to a business owner, you know, just anything that you want them to know, especially if somebody who maybe is going through a tough time doesn't feel like they can quite yet see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, what would you tell them or share with them?
Well, Ma, I would give two pieces of advice, and this is what I say all the time, is to really know your business and to really find your way in the entrepreneurial online world. You've got to be connected to yourself. And Stacey, you talked about being present, and my key piece of advice would be you have to meditate. You have to try to be mindful. If you're not connected to your soul, if your chakras aren't working properly, your business isn't going to work. And I'm not talking about success in terms of figures and numbers. I'm talking about flow, because we don't want to be really successful financially but completely stressed out and have no life. So really, you've got to meditate. You've got to work on yourself and you've got to be connected to your core. And the second piece of advice I'd give is to do the tortoise approach that I talked about earlier. Just take the step that you find at the moment. I'm not into vision boards. I'm not into thinking about everything I'm going to do in the next couple of years. I'm not into that 6-month plan and 1-year plan and 5-year plan. It doesn't work for me. And it hasn't worked for the people I've worked with. I think it can be stifling. And if you don't hit those goals, you can feel quite unhappy. But if you do hit the goals, you can feel unhappy too, because often when we're coming at it from that angle, we're coming at it from personal will, we're pushing. When I always say, this is what I teach in my school, and this is what I advocate, hand it over to your soul. If you want a soulful business means a fulfilling business, an abundant business where you actually get to enjoy yourself as well, and also a business that's an expression of what you're here to do in the world, you got to meditate and you got to hand it over to your soul. My soul leads. Every day when I meditate, I don't talk about what I want. I don't visualize what I want. I say to my soul, show me. Because my soul knows far beyond I could ever know what I need to do to be happy and fulfilled and successful. And I really think that that is the purpose of being an entrepreneur. The purpose of being an entrepreneur in today's world is to be grounded and happy and healthy and abundant and successful.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Before we go, I know people are going to want to learn more, know where to find you. So give us a couple websites or tell us where they can find you on social media. What's the best place to go, Belinda?
The best place is to go to my website. It's belindadavidson.com. On my website, you can read about my work. You can also read about my online school, School of the Modern Mystic. I also, as my opt-in, have a free chakra course that a lot of people love to do. It talks all about the chakras and why you need to work on your chakras. And if you're struggling in business, which chakra isn't working properly? I do have a lot of entrepreneurial-minded, business-minded people coming to my site to read up about the chakras for that reason. So that's what I recommend. I also do a weekly free white light healing. I've been doing that for some years, and we have a lot of people doing that nowadays. Thank you for having me, Stacey. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your expertise and your knowledge. My listeners are extremely grateful, I know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope to talk to you soon.
You too. That'd be great. Thanks, Stacey.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit StaceyTushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.